This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A debris field was discovered on Thursday by a robotic deep-sea vessel searching for a missing tourist submersible on the ocean floor near the wreck of the Titanic, the U.S. Coast Guard said. Experts are reviewing the information gathered by the remotely operated vehicle that was deployed from a Canadian ship, the agency said on Twitter, without offering additional details. A press conference to explain the findings is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The submersible set off with about 96 hours of air, according to a company that Titan is operated by. That means the oxygen would likely have been exhausted by Thursday morning, assuming the Titan is still intact. Precisely when depends on factors such as whether the craft still has power and how calm those on board are, experts say. The European Union on Wednesday imposed new sanctions against Russia for its war in Ukraine. The new sanctions target countries where businesses have used loopholes. And a Moscow court has ruled that a Wall Street Journal reporter must remain in jail. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested in late March while on a reporting trip. A Moscow court ruled last month to keep him in custody until August the 30th, but his lawyers had challenged the decision. Gershkovich, wearing a black T-shirt and light blue jeans, looked tense and paced inside a glass defendant's cage while waiting for the hearing to begin at the Moscow City Court. The ruling was broadcast to reporters, who watched it on two large TV screens in a separate room in the house.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden lauded the partnership between the United States and India on Thursday and said the friendship would only grow going forward. Mr. Biden, speaking at a news conference with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, said the economic relationship between the two countries was booming. The leaders of the world's two biggest democracies are looking to strengthen the crucial but complicated relationship between their countries. But as Mr. Biden celebrates Modi, human rights advocates and some lawmakers are questioning the decision to offer the high honor to a leader whose nine-year tenure has been marked by a backslide in political, religious, and press freedoms. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host Prime Minister Modi and his wife at a state dinner at the White House Thursday night. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
India loves its food, and since Prime Minister Narendra Modi doesn't eat meat, First Lady Jill Biden says tonight's list is carefully curated.
A stunning vegetarian menu.
Plant-based chef Nina Curtis worked with White House chefs to create one.
We have different herbs from India. I have saffron in this creamy risotto.
Served under a roasted portobello mushroom. There's an Indian twist on dessert, too, from White House pastry chef Susie Morrison.
The rose and cardamom infused strawberry shortcake.
Grammy award-winning violinist Joshua Bell will perform after the dinner, held in a South Lawn pavilion. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's future in office hung in the balance on Thursday as the country's Federal Electoral Court, or the TSE, began a trial that could leave him in the political wilderness for nearly a decade. Bolsonaro stands accused of abusing his presidential power last year when he summoned foreign diplomats to publicly vent unfounded attacks on the country's electronic voting system. Bolsonaro's accusers have also included in the charges against him a draft memo for how to overturn the election found at the house of his former justice minister. In Washington, this year's Kennedy Center honorees have been announced. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarrilletta reports.
Billy Crystal, Queen Latifah, Dionne Warwick, Renee Fleming, and Barry Gibb will get Kennedy Center honors this year during a gala in Washington on December 3rd. Fleming says she had always hoped to get one. Gibb says it would have been arrogance to expect one. And Warwick says she wonders what took so long. Queen Latifah says she appreciates that the honors have embraced hip-hop. Crystal is one of the few comedians who will have both a Kennedy Center honor and the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Prize for Achievement in Comedy. I'm Archie Zarrilletta.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.